弟兄姐妹们平安。从1月24号起，我在主日讲到的时候会带着大家一句一句看马太福音6章9到13节，也就是所谓的主导文。
On January 24th, in the Sunday sermons, I'll lead you through the sentence by sentence in Gospel Matthew chapter 6, 9 to 13. This is the Lord's Prayer.
在路加福音十一章也记载了主导文。
This the Lord's Prayer is also recorded in Gospel Luke chapter 11.
内容与马太福音所记的大同小异。
This is the content is almost the same with some small differences.
有小的差别的一个可能原因是耶稣曾经在不同的场合重复类似的教导。
The small difference probably is caused by that Jesus has done multiple teachings on how to pray.
主要的内容是一样的，但每次传讲的时候，可能有几句话会用不同的字来表达。
The main content is the same, but maybe during the different preaching, there are several different words to describe the same thing.
路加福音十一章所记载的是当时耶稣在一个地方祷告。
In Luke chapter 11, is recorded one day Jesus was praying in a certain place.
祷告完了，其中一位门徒就对耶稣说：“求主教导我们祷告。”
When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray."
然后耶稣就对他们说：“你们祷告的时候要如此如此说。”
And he said to them, "When you pray, say so and so."
那段话的内容后来就被人称为主耶稣的祷告，或简称主导文。
That passage has been seen as Jesus' prayer or the Lord's prayer.
今年上半年，我为我们中文堂主日信息定的大主题是求主教导我们祷告。
For the first half year, that we the theme for our sermons is Lord teach us to pray.
这句话其实很值得我们深思。
This actually is the sum that worth our meditation.
这些门徒都是生长在犹太背景的家庭。
All these disciples have been grown up in a Jewish background.
他们对祷告并不陌生。
Prayer is not strange to them.
而且那时候施洗约翰也教人祷告。
And that at the time that the John also teach them how to pray.
而且当时有一批宗教领袖非常热衷于教导人、规定人应该如何祷告。
And those the time the religious leaders have a lot of enthusiasm in teaching and setting rules of how to pray.
但是门徒跟随耶稣之后，显然发现耶稣的祷告跟一般人很不一样。
But after the disciples had followed Jesus, they probably found that Jesus' prayer is very different.
他们被耶稣的榜样所吸引。
They had been attracted by Jesus' example.
就带着渴慕的心对耶稣说：“求主教导我们祷告。”
So with a thirsting heart, they asked Jesus, "Teach us how to pray."
8年前，我曾经用过同样的这个主题来讲过主导文以及其他几段与祷告有关的经文。
8 years ago, I had used the same thing, "Teach us how to pray," and also used the Lord's Prayer to study about these prayers.
今天在重复这个主题，是因为在基督徒灵命的成长上，祷告的操练是非常关键的一环。
I repeat this main topic is because this is the key things in Christian growth.
就算我们在祷告上已经有非常多的经验，祷告永远是学无止境的。
Even though we have a lot of experience in prayer, but prayer is learning without boundary.
那特别是主导文，耶稣给了我们一个基本的祷告蓝图。
Especially in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus gave us the blueprint of how we should pray.
所以就算你研读过主导文，我们这次再次读，相信也会对你在祷告的学习上会有所帮助。
So this time when we study very carefully, I believe this will be helpful in your own prayers.
在马太福音里面，在主导文之前，先记载了一段与祷告态度有关的经文。
In the Gospel of Matthew, before the Lord's Prayer, he has recorded a passage that reminding us about the attitude.
就是刚刚读过的第六章五到八节。
This is what we just read in chapter 6, verse 5 to 8.
在这里，耶稣给了门徒几方面的提醒。
Here, that Jesus gave us a disciple several reminders.
第一个提醒就是祷告不是做给人看的。
The first thing is that the prayer is not for others to see.
第五节耶稣说，有一种人特别喜欢站在会堂里和十字路口祷告。
in verse 5, Jesus said that there are some people who love to pray standing in the synagogues on street corners.
耶稣的意思并不是说不可以在会堂里和十字路口祷告。
What Jesus meant is not that you cannot pray in the synagogues or on the street corners.
实际上耶稣自己说过神的圣殿本来就应该是万民祷告的殿。
Actually, Jesus said that the synagogue should be a house of prayer for all nations.
而且圣经也清楚教导我们要随时随处多方祷告。
And Bible teaches we should pray on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests.
所以在十字路口祷告合不合宜，关键不是在地方，而是在动机。
So whether you can pray on the street corners, whether this is appropriate.The key is not the location, but your motive.
有一年，我们夫妇跟教会几位弟兄姐妹去费城参加三年一次的华人差传大会。
Some years ago, I and my wife and several other brothers and sisters we attend the mission conference in Philadelphia.
有一天中午，大会特别安排了一个祷告之旅。
In one of the lunch time, the conference had arranged a walk of prayer.
凡是愿意参加的分成二三十个队每队十几个人
For those participants we have separated 20-30 groups and each group has about tens of people
每一队徒步走费城市中心其中一个区的大小街道
We walk around the street corners in Philadelphia
然后在几个重要地点大家停下来
And in several important locations we stopped
我们围个圈手牵着手就在大街上重新祷告。
We make a circle, hand in hand, we pray on the street.
比如说来到费城市政府的大楼前，我们就为现任的市长以及政府所有的领袖祷告。
For example, when we come to the civic center, we pray for the mayor and for the leaders in the government.
我们在一个慈善救济院之前为无家可归的妇女和孩童祷告。
In front of a benevolent shelter, we pray for the homeless women and children.
然后有一条街开了很多这个新纪元 New Age 的商店，路上的墙壁画满了各式各样精灵鬼怪的图画。
On one street there are many New Age shops, and the other wall there are many of these ghosts and spirits pictures.
我们就在那条街上同心祷告，求神败坏混淆欺哄人心的邪恶势力。
So on that street we pray to God to destroy the evil power that confuses and deceives people's hearts.
我们仔细看看第五节在耶稣的提醒当中最关键的一句话是什么。
Let's read verse 5 very carefully. Let's find what is the key verse here.
故意叫人看见。
Is to be seen by man.
祷告本来是好的。
To pray is good.
在会堂里祷告本来是好的。
To pray in a synagogue is good.
在十字路口祷告也不是问题。
It's not a problem to pray at the street corners.
但是如果动机是故意叫人看见，那么再好的事都变坏了。
But if your motive is just to be seen by man, and even a good thing can turn bad.
第五节耶稣说这些人爱站在会堂里和十字路口祷告。
In verse 5, Jesus said that these people love to stand in the synagogues and street corners to pray.
请大家想想这些人爱的是什么。
We think about what do they really love.
是爱祷告呢，还是爱叫人看见？
Do they love to pray or do love to be seen by man?
我们爱的是什么？
What about us?
在第六章一节、二节、五节和十六节，耶稣多次提醒人不要有这种故意叫人看见的心态。
In chapter 6, verse 1, 2, 5, and 16, Jesus many times remind people that do not have this attitude to be seen by men.
如果做任何的好事都要故意叫人知道，所爱的就是得人的荣耀。
If you love that whatever you do good to be seen by men, then you like the glory from people, not from God.
所爱的就不是那些好事的本身。
What you love is not the good deeds you have been performing.
然后耶稣说这是假冒伪善。
And Jesus said this is hypocrisy.
因为自己明明没有这么好，却想给别人那样的好印象，这就是虚假。
Because you are not really that good, but you like to give people that good impression. This is hypocrisy.
值得注意的是，什么样的人最容易犯这样的错误？
It's noticeable that what kind of people is most prone to this kind of mistake.
把马太福音第六章和之前的第五章连在一起看就很清楚。
If you see the chapter 6 and also the chapter 5 together, then this will be very clear. Jesus has been admonishing the teachers of the law and the Pharisees. These are the religious leaders who show the most spiritual enthusiasm.
所以我们基督徒在这件事情上要很小心。
So Christians need to be very careful in this matter.
我信主之后曾经在不同的城市参加过不同的教会和团契。
After I believed the Lord, I've been in different cities and different church and fellowship.
确实在一些地方见过这方面的问题。
I have seen this kind of problem in some place.
就是基督徒拿属灵的事情来标榜自己，高抬自己。
A Christian use spiritual things to raise himself up.
结果就变成人与人比谁比较属灵。
And they actually compare who is more spiritual in comparison among themselves.
在那样的恶劣的气氛当中，连大家在一起祷告的时候，都有可能变成属灵竞争。
In that kind of bad ambience, even when we pray together, it becomes a competition.
其实如果我有着想要得人称赞的心态，那所反映出的并不是我属灵，而是我灵命的幼稚和肤浅。
In fact, if I have this attitude to receive people's praise, that reflects not I'm spiritual, but I'm superficial and hypocrite in my spiritual life.
这些年来，神一直保守我们这间小小教会的单纯。
For all these years, God has protected the purity of our small church.
所以在这里，你不但会听到有人在说，哇，某某某好会祷告哦，他的祷告词好美哦。
So you didn't hear often that people say, oh, these brothers or sisters, he know how to pray and he has a very beautiful prayers.
只要你有机会和我们的弟兄姐妹在一起祷告。
If you have opportunity to pray with our brothers and sisters.
无论是在团契、查经完、分小组的时候，彼此分享带祷。
This may be after your Bible studies and after the sharings.
或者是团契祷告会、教会祷告会。
Or fellowship prayer meeting or the church prayer meeting.
你一定会发现，大家都是用最真诚的心、最平实的话语在一起祷告。
You probably have found that people use their true heart and the most common language to pray together.
在我们教会当中，众同工的弟兄姐妹们一同学习追求实实在在的成长。
The co-workers and brothers and sisters in our church that we what we seek for is the actual growth.
不说属灵的大话。
That we do not boast spiritually.
不图个人的荣耀。
We do not seek for the people's glory.
只力求谦卑服侍神和众人。
That we seek for how we be able to humbly serve God and man.
我想是因为神保守了我们在祷告上的平实真诚。
I think it's because God has protected us to have a pure attitude in prayer.
所以新来教会的人，包括还没有信主的朋友，在和基督徒一起祷告的时候，心里的压力就小了很多。
So for the newcomers, or the seekers, when they pray with the Christians, they do not feel a lot of pressure.
因为知道在这里没有人在那里比较谁在祷告好或不好，大家看重的是自然真诚。
Because we know that there's no competitions about how good is your prayer, but what we emphasize is the truthfulness in your prayer.
这些年来，我在这个教会看到一个很可喜的现象。
For these years, I have seen a very delightful phenomenon in this church.
就是绝大多数人在信主受洗之前就已经和别人在一起开口祷告。
Many people before they believe the Lord or baptism, they have started pray together with others.
这在其他的教会其实并不多见。
This is not very common in other churches.
实在是值得我们感谢神的恩典。
This is really God's grace.
在第七节，耶稣给了第二方面的提醒。
In verse 7, Jesus gives the second reminder.
就是祷告的时候不要用许多重复话。
Is that the prayer we shouldn't use many babbling words?
重复话在原文里面只是一个字。
The babbling words is in the original text is only one word.
意思就是喋喋不休、唠唠叨叨的，一直重复讲一些没有意义的话。
The meaning is meaningless babbling.
具体来说就是念经式的祷告。
This is something like you just prayer by reading a fixed script.
耶稣特别说这是外邦人用的祷告方式。
Jesus specially say here this is how pagans pray.
想看看，的确有很多人所创立的宗教。
If you think about it, many men created religion.
不论是东方或西方的，古老的或近代的。
Oriental, Western, or the ancient, or the newer time.
你都看到他们常常教导他们信徒用念经的方式祷告。
You find that they teach people to pray in these repeated words.
不断重复念那几句话。
Repetitiously, some of the sentences.
这种做法的背后的信念是，人可以借着某一种特别的祷告方式来掌握控制神。
The concept behind is that people can use a certain manner.Some special words to control God.
念某几句特别的话。
Some special sentences.
靠着重复次数的多少。
By the times of repetition.
来掌握控制祷告的果效。
And you can control the outcome of the prayer.
耶稣说这是外邦人，也就是不认识神的人的做法。
Jesus said this is the pagans, or the non-believers, how they pray.
今天在我们这个小教会。并没有人在祷告会当中用念经的方式一直重复几句话。
In a small church, there's really no one that using very repetitious words, like reading some sentences to pray.
那么耶稣在这里的教导对我们有什么实际的提醒呢？
So what are the practical reminders to us?
让我分享一点个人的经验供大家参考。
I share my personal experience as a reference.
十几年前，我的两个女儿还小的时候，我们开始带着她们操练，每天一起祷告。
More than 10 years ago, when my two daughters are still young, we lead them to pray together each day for exercise.
那我们排好了，每天有一个人带谢饭祷告，也带睡前的祷告。
So we make arrangement, someone will lead the saving the grace, someone will lead the prayer before sleep.
然后随着他们一年一年的长大，我们渐渐丰富祷告的内容。
After they are starting growing older, we have tried to make the content of the prayer to be more abundant.
曾经有一段时间，我们天天为一对宣教士夫妇祷告。
There is a certain time that we have been constantly prayer for a missionary couple.
也天天为两个特别爱护我两个女儿的姐妹祷告。
And also pray for two special sisters that pay a lot of love to my daughters.
那这样持续有恒的行了几年。
And after several years that we have been continuously doing this.
然后发现一个问题。
But then we find a problem.
因为我女儿上学之后已经习惯讲英文了。
My two daughters have been more used to English.
那中文只勉强维持，没有进步。
And the Chinese can only be maintaining there without any progress.
所以无论是谢饭或睡前为那几样固定的事情祷告的时候，他们仍然是用多年前学的那几句中文祷告。
So either saying the grace or the prayer before sleep, when they pray, they still use the very limited Chinese sentence they know.
久而久之就变得有点像念经一样。
After a while, you really become like reading some very big sentences.
那我的好太太对这个现象非常不满意。
My wife is not happy about that situation.
所以我们讨论之后就做了些改变。
So we make some changes after our discussions.
后来全家在一起祷告的时候，每个人都是用自己最习惯、最能表达的语言。
Afterwards, when we pray as a family, then everyone can use his most comfortable language to pray.
然后顺着圣灵的感动祷告。
And you can pray by the move of the Holy Spirit.
我分享这件事情是让大家知道，我们自己也都还在不断的学习。
The purpose I share this with you is that to tell you that we have been continuous learning.
那学习的其中一项就是避免让祷告流于形式。变成念经式的祷告。
One of the important things we learn is not to let it's just a form to feel in our prayers and become just reading the repetitious sentences.
我想刚信主的人会问啊，我祷告的经验很少，所以每次祷告就只会那几句话。
Maybe some say that I have very little experience in prayer, so I only know those sentences in my prayer.
然后我也总是只能想到同样的几件事。
And I only can think about a couple of things during my prayer.
所以有什么方式可以帮助我学习进步呢？
So what kind of thing can make me learn and making progress?
那我有几个具体的建议。
I have several practical suggestions.
第一，还是要记得自然真诚最重要。
The first thing is be authentic.
所以不要有太大的压力，不要太在乎别人怎么看。
You don't have to have pressures how people look at you.
第二是要多读圣经。
The other is read the Bible regularly.
默想神的话能够帮助我们丰富祷告的内容。
Meditation on God's words can make your content of the prayer more abundant.
圣经帮助我们认识神是一位怎样的神。
The Bible will help us to know who God is.
圣经也帮助我们认识神的作为。
And also help us know what God does.
圣经还帮助我们认识神所关心的事。
And the Bible also help us to know what God cares.
所以多读圣经会帮助我们在祷告的时候有更宽广、更合神心意的视野。
So by reading the Bible more regularly can help us to have a broader and the more appropriate visions for God, what God cares.
而且新旧约圣经里面都记录了很多的祷告。
And actually, the new Old and New Testament is many prayers being recorded.
比如说诗篇，旧约的诗篇都是向神的祷告。
For example, the Psalms has been is all the prayers to God.
你一篇一篇看，你会发现这些诗篇的作者向神祷告的时候是那么真诚。
One after the other, you see that how the authors being so sincere for their prayer to God.
心中的情绪感觉毫不保留的真真实实的向神倾吐出来。
That their emotions has been truthfully expressed to God without any reservation.
那么可不可以背诵圣经里的经文，而且用这些经文来祷告呢？
So can we recite some scriptural passage in our prayers?
答案是肯定的。
For sure, you can do that.
神的话语很宝贵，多背一些经文一定对我们有帮助。
God's words is so precious. By remembering, memorizing more verses is going to be helpful to us.
比如说主导文，普世各地的基督徒常常在聚会当中一同用主导文来祷告。
For example, that the Lord's Prayer, many places that the Christian, during the Christian assembly, they use the Lord's Prayer to start.
大概八年前，有一次我去国内教课。
About 8 years ago, I went to mainland to teach some courses.
每天早上5点到6点，大家都聚在一起祷告。
And each morning, five or six people we get together to pray.
顺着圣灵的感动祷告。
And we pray according to the moves by the Holy Spirit.
但结束的时候，大家总是用主导文一起祷告。
At the end, we always use the Lord's Prayer to end.
然后每天晚上还有一段祷告时间。
At night, we have another period to pray.
他们结束的时候也是用主导文祷告。
We also use the Lord's Prayer to end.
所以在那个两个多礼拜，我每天至少两次和大家一起用主导文祷告。
So in those more than 2 weeks, I always use the Lord's Prayer to pray with others.
但是我一点都不觉得是在重复。
But I don't feel that a repetition.
反而好几次特别的感动。
Several times I feel deeply moved.
因为感受得到，当我们一句一句用主导文来祷告的时候，每个人都是真诚的把这些圣经的话语来做我们发自内心的祷告。
Because I can feel that every time we sentence by sentence, that I can feel that we truly let those words to become from our sincere heart.
而且这些圣经的话，把我们这些过去不认识的弟兄姐妹就连接在一起。
And these words in the Bible that bind the all the Christians together.
所以如果你还没有背过主导文，
so if you haven't memorized Lord's Prayer,
我非常鼓励你在一月底我们开始看主导文之后，跟着大家一起试着把它背下来。
I encourage you that, that starting from January, that with all of us, that we can memorize the Lord's Prayer.
圣经还有很多其他的经文，你读的时候有感动，也可以背下来。
In the Bible, there are many other verses. If you feel moved, you should memorize them.
只要记得耶稣的提醒。
You need to remember Jesus' reminding.
不要做有口无心的祷告。
Don't pray words without mind.
如果有口无心，就算圣经背得再熟再流利，也是突然没有意义的。
You have words without mind, even you can recite them very fluently, it's still meaningless.
第三个建议是多和基督徒在一起祷告。
My third suggestion is pray with other Christians regularly.
这是学习祷告最有效的方法。
This is one of the ways, a most effective way to learn how to pray.
我自己在祷告的学习上 有突破是在1986年搬到洛杉矶之后。
My own breakthrough is in 1986 when I moved to Los Angeles.
那时候我们参加的团契，每个礼拜三晚上都有一群人聚在一起祷告。
In the fellowship that I attend, every Wednesday we have a get together to pray.
大家信主时间长短不一，但都有心透过祷告一同来学习祷告。
We have different backgrounds, but we have the same heart to learn how to pray.
印象很深刻的是，刚开始的时候我们都没有小孩。
The one thing that leave impression is from the beginning that we don't have children.
后来一家家生了小孩。
But then one after the other family has started to have children.
那一开始是小孩在祷告会当中啊，在那咿呀咿呀叫。
From the very beginning is the children making some noises.
过了段时间，小孩就在我们祷告的圈中爬来爬去。
And then after a while, the children start crawling among us.
再大一点，就在我们祷告的时候，在我们中间走来走去。
And then after another while, they walk around.
然后还轮流坐在我们不同的人身上。
And they take turns sitting in different laps.
那些小孩现在都读大学，有的大学都毕业了。
And many of these children has attending college or even graduated.
但是跟我们有很深的感情。
But there's a deep feeling with us.
但是后来在团契弟兄姐妹的鼓励下，我们夫妇就在离教会很近的地方买了栋方便更多人聚会的房子。
After being encouraged by my brothers and sisters, we purchased a new home very close to church.
每个礼拜三晚上的祷告会就移到我家。
And every Wednesday's prayer meeting has been moved to my house.
所以有四年多的时间，每个礼拜三的祷告会就在我家，直到我去读神学院把房子卖。
For more than 4 years, that all the prayer meetings was held in my house until I sold my house after went to seminary.
我们在洛杉矶住了11年。就有一群基督徒和我们固定在一起祷告了11年。
I lived in Los Angeles for more than 11 years, and we have been praying together with some Christians for more than 11 years.
神使用那个祷告会带领我们每一位在祷告上一点一点的学习，一点一点的成长。
God has used that prayer meeting so that we can learn gradually and grow gradually.
我很诚实的说，我知道在祷告的学校当中，我今天仍然是一个小学生，懂得很有限。
Speaking, on the matter of prayer, I'm still like a student in grade school.
但是感谢神，在一整个教会，我们夫妇每个礼拜也可以参加不同团契的祷告会。
Thank God in the Ithaca Church that every week we can attend different prayer meetings in the fellowships.
不论是跟信主多年，或者是才刚信主的人祷告。
It doesn't matter whether I pray for Christians for many years or people who have just believed the Lord.
不论在祷告的时候，别人是用英语、国语还是广东话祷告。
It doesn't matter that people use English, Mandarin or Cantonese to pray.
我们都为在一起祷告的这个机会感谢神。
We thank God for this opportunity to pray together.
我也很诚实的说，常常在跟弟兄姐妹祷告的时候，我觉得从中学到了很多。
I learned a lot to pray together with my brothers and sisters.
所以如果我们当中有些人还没有固定参加祷告会的习惯。
So if you do not have this habit of attending the prayer meeting regularly,
我很诚恳的鼓励你认真考虑，在今年年初的时候就立志开始多多参加祷告会。
I sincerely encourage you that from the beginning of this year that you make a resolution to attend the prayer meeting regularly.
不要把祷告会当作是一个责任，一个重担。
Don't feel that prayer meeting is a responsibility or burden.
要想到这时候对你的灵命成长，对更深认识神是非常重要，非常有帮助的一个途径。
You know that this is so important to your spiritual growth and to in how you can know God.
最后我们看第六节和第八节。
Let's read see the verse 6 and 8.
在这两节耶稣都强调神是我们的父。
At these two verses has been emphasized that God is our Father.
这提醒我们祷告是在一个爱的关系当中，与神就好像孩子与父母亲一样真诚的交谈。
It reminds us that prayer is like in a loving relationship, that is like children in the relation with the loving parents.
那 Richard Foster 他在《祷告》这本书里面第一章就强调 simple prayer.
In the book Prayer by Richard Foster, the first chapter it emphasizes prayer has to be a simple prayer.
就像一个小孩子非常单纯的 与爱他的父亲讲话。
It's like a child, very purely to talk to his loving father.
孩子到父母面前来，不需要任何的虚假，讲客套话。
The child coming before the parent, they don't have to be hypocritical or polite.
我相信你到你父母面前讲话，不会宣打草稿做文章。
I believe that when you talk to your parent, you're not making a manuscript for like writing an article.
一定是很自然的就倾心吐意。
It must be like very natural that you can talk through your heart.
耶稣在第六节说：“你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。”
In verse 6, it mentioned that your father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
意思是说，祷告并不是在对空气说话。
It means that the prayer is not to speak to the air.
虽然你看不见神，神却是真实存在，而且他看得见你。
Even though you cannot see God, but God exists and He is watching you.
监父在暗中查看的意思，并不是暗中监视。
You see what is done in secret doesn't mean that He's watching you in secret.
其实这句话如果看英文的翻译的话，是说你向你看不见的父祷告，他看见你在暗中所做的。
Is that this really you translated that you pray to this invisible Father?But he sees what you have done in secret.
无论如何，他非常关心我们。
It all matters that he cares for us.
他对我们的祷告更是感兴趣。
And he is interested in our prayers.
只要我们带着对的动机到神面前诚心祷告，他必然报答。
If we pray with a right motive, that God will reward.
怎么报答？圣经没有明讲。
What kind of reward that the Bible is not very clear.
从我自己有限的经验来说，我觉得最好的一个报答就是亲身体验神的慈爱和珍惜。
My limited experience, the best reward that God gave me is that I can experience God's love and truth.
第六节耶稣说，你祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门。
In verse 6 it's also said, when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your father.
因为知道天父一切都看见，你祷告的时候就不需要在乎别人怎么看。
Because you know that the God the Father has seen everything, you don't need to care about how others see you.
那你也就不仅是在教会的时候才祷告，你到家里别人看不见的时候，仍然祷告，而且多多祷告。
Not only you pray in church, but when you go home, then you still pray and actually pray even more.
也许现在可以想看看，在一个礼拜的生活当中。当你不在教会的时候，你祷告吗
？Maybe now is a good time for you to think when you are not in church. Did you pray?
祷告是你生活当中一个常有的习惯吗
？It is a regular habit for you to pray constantly.
其实，如果我们相信圣经所说的，要不要从今天开始就在生活当中更多操练祷告
？How about we starting from today, we will exercise our prayers even more regularly.
多跟神讲话，多跟神沟通。
Talk to God more, communicate with Him more.
也许可以每天早上醒来第一件事情就跟神祷告。
Maybe the first thing you wake up every morning, you pray to God.
感谢神，他赐给你新的一天。
Thank Him for giving you a new day.
可以求他保守你，带领你一天的生活。
Ask Him to guide your day and protect you.
我知道很多人已经养成了这个习惯，而且觉得有帮助。
I know many persons already have this doing this regularly.
那你在晚
上，
你在晚上睡觉前还可以跟神有沟通。
And before you sleep, you can also communicate with God.
可以为这一天感谢神。
You can thank God for the day.
也在睡觉前把心中一切的重担难处。都交托给他。
And you can cast all your burdens and difficulties to him before you go to bed.
可以求神赐给你好的睡眠，让你明天早上醒来的时候有好的精神来面对新的挑战。
Ask God to give you good sleep so that you have good spirit the next morning to face the new challenges.
还有吃饭前的这个感恩谢饭。
And also saying grace before each meal.
如果可能，吃饭前不只是光谢饭。
If possible, not just thank for the food.
可以跟神多一点点祷告。
To pray to God a little bit more.
比如说早餐前，再次把早上要做的事交托给主。
For example, before the breakfast, you can dedicate what you could do in the morning.
午餐时为下午祷告。
Lunch, you pray for the afternoon.
晚餐时为晚上的时间祷告。
Dinner, saying grace, you pray for the time at night.
这些都是刚刚开始操练祷告的时候可以参考的做法。
These are all the possible ways that you can exercise your prayer.
随着我们灵命的长大成熟，我们祷告的内容也可以扩大延伸，更加丰富。
With your growth in your spiritual life, you can extend the content of your prayer.
不只为自己求，也可以为别人求。
Not only to pray for yourself, but pray for others.
那我的好太太有一个祷告本，记录每天为什么事情祷告。
My wife has a prayer book, record that the, what is her prayer is every day.
也提醒自己为哪些事为哪些人祷告。
And remind herself to pray for who and what.
在家里她有一个固定祷告的地方。
And at home he has a fixed place to pray.
或者以前天气好，她出去走路运动，都带着一张写满了祷告事项的纸，一边走一边向神祷告。
When the weather is good, he go for a walk. She go for a walk. She bring a sheet of paper, recording what she need to pray, and just walk in prayer.
其实我们随时随处都可以向神祷告。
Actually, we can pray to God in everywhere and at any time.
你工作一两个小时，可以停个几分钟，让头脑放松，让心灵静一静。
After you work for 1 or 2 hours, you can stop for a few minutes.And let your brain loosen up and let your heart quiet down.
你在心中可以神有一点意念上的交流。
And you can communicate with God in your mind.
进入内屋关上门还有一层值得思想的意义。
To go into your room and close the door have another meaning.
内屋是一个隐秘，只有你进去，别人进不去的地方。
This room is that only you can enter, that there's no others there.
是你赤裸敞开你的真我的地方。
It's a place you can open up your true self.
我们的神是一位慈爱的天父。
Our God is a loving Father.
我们在认识神的过程当中，要学习在内室的祷告当中向神坦诚，没有掩饰。
In knowing the process to know God, we need to learn how to open ourselves to pray without any cover up.
其实有哪一件事情是神不知道的呢？
Is there anything that God actually don't know?
向神坦诚的结果是把我们自己让我们自己得释放，心灵得自由。
To be honest to God is actually deliver us and our mind to be free.
而且拉近我们跟神的距离。
And we can be really close to God.
第八节耶稣说，你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。
In verse 8, he says, For your father knows what you need before you ask him.
常有人会问，既然神什么都知道，何必还要祷告呢？
If you ask, if God knows everything, why do I pray anyway?
但是看一看这边的上下文。
But let's look at the context.
第五节，耶稣说，你们祷告的时候。
In verse 5, he says, when you pray.
第六节，你祷告的时候。
Verse 8, when you pray.
第七节，你们祷告。
Verse 7, when you pray.
第九节，所以你们祷告要这样说。
Verse 9, this then is how you should pray.
所以很显然耶稣并不是说不需要祷告，而是在教导人当如何祷告。
So apparently Jesus is saying that it's not that you don't need to pray, but teach you how to pray.
所以第八节，既然天父早已经知道了，我们祈求的原因、方式和态度就不一样。这是第八节的重点。
So the key things in verse 8 is for your father knows what you need before you ask him, so our motive, manner, and attitude of prayer will be different.
那么神都已经知道祷告的功用在哪里呢？
But if God knows everything, then what is the function of prayer?
我想起码有几方面。
I think at least there are several aspects.
首先，祷告实际上是帮助我们晓得自己的需要究竟是什么。
The first that the prayer help us to know what is our true needs.
我有一位好朋友是小有名气的基督徒心理医生。
I have a good friend who is a quite famous Christian psychologist.
心理医生在辅导人的时候有一个重要的原则，就是他不帮你做决定。
There's a very important principle for the psychologist is that they do not help you to, they do not make decision for you.
绝大多数的时间他都是听你讲。
Most of the time he just actually listens to you.
你讲的时候，他就借着提一些问题，一步一步来导引你。
When you talk, that he use some questions to guide you,
帮助你越来越清楚自己面对的困扰究竟是什么。
Help you to understand what is the difficulties and the that bother you.
然后自己明白当如何解决。
And then you know how to overcome these difficulties.
祷告某方面来说跟这个有些类似。
Prayer actually in some way is similar to this.
很多时候我们自以为啊，我需要解决的问题就是这个或是那个。
Many times we feel that these are the problems that we need to solve.
其实那只是表面的。
Actually, those are superficial.
也许隐藏在底下有非常复杂、混乱，甚至彼此矛盾的想法、情绪和感觉。
Maybe there are some hidden and very controversial thoughts beneath.
当我们透过祷告把心中的话向神说出来的时候，这个过程就帮助我们做比较理性的思考。
Through prayers, we talk to God from our hearts.This process helps us to have a better reasoning.
但是祷告不只是这样。
But this is not the only part in prayer.
祷告不只是我们说，还包括神听。
Prayer is not only we talk, but also God listens.
他还会回应来引导我们。
And God will respond to us to guide us.
在2003年之前，我没有天天写祷告日记的习惯。
Before 2003, I don't have a regular habit to write in my prayer book.
不过有的时候遇到比较长时间的低谷或困难的时候，我也会写下心中那个错综复杂的感受。
If I experience a long period of difficulties or depressions, that I'll write down my complex feelings.
其实当时很多写的就是一篇篇向神的祷告。
Actually, these are like one prayer to God.
现在回头看，不只是看到自己当初在困境当中所做的祷告。
Now I can see that this is not only my prayer during those difficulties.
也看到神如何在我祷告的时候引领我一步步从困境当中走出来。
And this is also that how God lead me out of those difficulties.
神要我们祷告，其中一个主因就是祷告能帮助我们。
God.Want us to pray. The main reason is God, prayer can help us.
祷告是神所设定用来帮助我们的一个方法。
Prayer is a method that God set to help us.
祷告是神引导我们与他有心灵交流的管道。
Prayer is for God guide us to have this channel to share with Him in our heart.
祷告并不是单向的沟通，而是双向的。
It's not a one-way communication, but two-way.
透过祷告，那位暗中查看的父在引导我们更深认识他。
Through prayer, that the Father who see what we have done in secret will guide us to know Him more.
最后，让我用一个真实的见证来结束。
Let me use a real testimony to end.
好几位我所认识的属灵长辈都提过啊，说有一些西方宣教士留下了很美好的榜样。
Many of the spiritual elders I know have been mentioned that the great examples of some Western missionaries.
其中一位好多人都提到的是艾德里牧师。
One of them, many of them mentioned is Pastor David Atney.
艾德里是毕业于英国的剑桥大学。
Pastor Atney graduated from the University of Cambridge in England.
1934年，他23岁的时候就去到中国做宣教士。
Starting from 1934, when he was only 23 years old, he went to China to become a missionary.
中国解放外国宣教士被迫离开中国之后，他继续留在亚洲服事。
After the Communist Party taking control, the many of the foreign missionary has been forced to leave China.
1967年，海外基督使团指派他在新加坡开设门徒训练中心。
In 1967, the Overseas Ambassador for Christ have appointed a Pastor Abney to start a disciple training center.
目的是栽培训练亚洲各国的年轻优秀的基督徒领袖。
This is to cultivate the new young Christian leaders in all the different Asian countries.
这个训练中心的一个特点是老师和学生生活在一起，住在一起。
One of the special things in the offer these training centers is that the teachers and the students actually they live together.
所以每个人的优缺点一览无遗。
So all your good and bad things is all totally exposed.
那当时环境很艰难，来自亚洲各国学生的文化背景又不一样。
They're actually the time is very difficult and the students are coming from all the very different backgrounds.
曾经有一位韩国学生就因为有同学常常喜欢吃榴莲，臭得他受不了，最后吵到动手打架。
This Korean student, because another student who likes to eat his durian fruit, and the smell, he cannot stand the smell, so he actually come to fight.
那艾德里就常常要处理这些困难。
So Pastor Eddie has to deal with these kind of difficulties.
有的时候，别人还会埋怨他，然后对他进行个人的批评和攻击。
People complain to him and then criticize and attack him.
客观来说，他不是一个完美无缺的人。
Objectively speaking, he's not a perfect person.
尤其他在行政方面是出名的差。
He's very notorious in his administration capabilities.
但是他的一生深深影响许多人。
But his life has deeply touched many people.
什么是他的属灵秘诀呢？
What is the spiritual key?
我在读他的传记的时候注意到祷告在他的生活当中始终占有非常重要的地位。
When I read his biography, I know that prayer has been occupied a very important position in his life.
他从小就深深受他父亲的榜样影响。
He has been deeply influenced by his father's example.
所以他每天也分出一段时间单独与神相处，读经祷告。
He set out a time every day to pray to God by himself.
在成长过程当中，他常常被一些祷告的真实见证所吸引。
When he grew up, he has been touched by many of the true testimony of prayer.
所以他从中学开始就很喜欢参加祷告会。
So since middle school, he started attending the prayer meetings.
到中国宣教的时候，他从当时训练他的一个主任学了很多。
Before he went to the Chinese missionary trip, he learned a lot of things from this director of training.
特别有一句话影响他的一生。
There's one sentence that has affected his whole life.
就是祷告。中断人的野心。
Is prayer is the interruption of human ambition.
艾德里医生在华人当中服侍达60年之久。
Pastor Eddie has served the Chinese people for more than 60 years.
祷告让他成为一个顺服神的人。
A prayer has become his person who obeys God.
祷告也让他成为一个柔和谦卑的人。
Prayer also made him to be a humble person.
1993年，也就是艾德里去世的前一年。
1993 is the year before he died.
那时候我在读神学院。
That time I was in the seminary.
有一次我带教会几位年轻人去参加一个鼓励年轻人献身服事主的聚会。
I have led some young men to go to a conference for young men that dedicate to full-time ministry.
才到了没多久，就遇到一位白发斑斑的外国人刚好站在我身旁。
There I met a Caucasian who is full of white hairs.
他很亲切地主动和我寒暄。
He's talked to me very gently.
很关心我读神学院的课业，还有我在教会服事的情形。
He cares about my courses, my seminary, and my ministry, my church.
我跟他聊了好一阵子之后，才恍然大悟，原来他就是我久闻其名的艾德里牧师。
After quite a long time, then I know this is Pastor Anthony.
才跟他短短的交谈，我就明白。为什么好几位我很敬佩的属灵长辈都说他们一生受艾德里的影响
？So even during these very short talks, then I understand why many of my spiritual elders they have been telling me that Pastor Anthony has influenced their lives.
他是那样的谦卑慈祥
，so humble and kind.
就让我想到旧约里面几个对圣经的对摩西的记载。
And he reminds me of the descriptions of Moses.The Bible.
圣经说神与摩西说面对面说话好像人与朋友说话一般。
As it said, the Lord would speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend.
然后摩西下西乃山的时候不知道自己的面皮因为神和他说话就发了光。
And when Moses descended from the Mount Sinai, he's not aware that his face was radiant.Because he has spoken with the Lord.
圣经又说摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
The Bible also tells us that Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth.
我见到艾德里牧师的时候，感觉就是这样。
When I saw Pastor Anthony, that's my feeling.
很多认识他的人都说他们羡慕他那样的生命。
Many people who know him, they say that they really admire his life.
我认识他之后也同样羡慕。
After I know him, I also admire him.
我们一同来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a song together.
亲爱的救主叫我祷告，我心向恩在大声求告，愿尊主差你走在正道，亲爱的救主叫我祷告，住在我心里，我在主里，我深深爱你，藏在他里，生活太遥远，多么难为，一生人相处充满活力，主求你赐我祷告的分别，在世界罪孽错误之地，耶稣的爱论成为你谁，求求你赐我祷告的分别，住在我心里，我在主里，我深深爱你，藏在他心，是我的宝贝，我们在为你，一生为相见，好难过。第三节姐妹是整个处理。住在我心里，我在主里，我深愿爱你藏在一起，是我的宝贝，我们的你好生人相见，常在乎你。第四节弟兄 verse 4 brothers，
亲爱的救主叫我祷告，就是我榜样，是我向导，做我的忠告，永远可靠，亲爱的救主叫我祷告，你在我心里，
主啊，我们愿意就用这么一句简单的话来祷告。
Lord, we want to use this simple sentence to pray.
就是在这一年当中，求主教导我们祷告。
And within these years, teach me to pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。